Hello, I am Chuck Rosina. On Thursday, November 19th, I recorded an event called Dispatches from the Front Lines of Climate Justice at the Jamaica Plain Forum in Boston, Massachusetts. The Jamaica Plain Forum is a free public speaker series that brings together neighbors, scholars, and organizers around issues of peace, justice, the environment, and civic engagement. They promote true democracy and challenge concentrated wealth, corporate influence, and military power. These events are hosted in the First Church in Jamaica Plain, Unitarian Universalist. The event presented here, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Climate Justice, is a subtitle of a new book by activist Wen Stevenson called What We Are Fighting For Now Is Each Other. Chuck Collins was the moderator. He is a local activist who founded the Jamaica Plain Forum in 2008. Here now is Chuck Collins with details of the speakers being presented.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Jamaica Plain Forum. Curious if this is the first time you've been to one of the forums? Raise a hand. Okay, well, special welcome to you from wherever you came from. The forum is a kind of co-production between the Institute for Policy Studies and the First Church UU Jamaica Plain. We've been now at it for 7 years. The program tonight is we have four speakers, but then we're going to have some time for questioning and discussion. And then we will have an opportunity for Wen Stevenson to sign books, his new book, which you'll hear more about in a moment. We have a terrific local independent bookstore here in Jamaica Plain called Paper Cuts, and we are very thankful that Katie is here. Katie and others who have been running this local bookstore, so let's keep them alive and thriving. Let me talk, just briefly introduce this forum. Many of you are familiar. Who have come to the forums know that over these last 7 years, we've spent a lot of time talking about these issues of climate change. And I'm very proud that this congregation and this community has been a center of discussion for that. We've been talking about screening films. We had Ross Gelbspan here, I think, 7 years ago, talking about climate change. So it's appropriate that we're here together again to have a conversation about what does it mean to take the response to the next level of resistance. We now better understand that there is a very powerful fossil fuel sector that's using its considerable wealth and power to extract short-term profits at the expense of our planet's habitability. We see more clearly the collision course with an industry that's hell-bent on destroying habitable life on this planet. In Naomi Klein's book, This Changes Everything, she talks about the movements she calls blockadia, the global movements around the world that are out there trying to stop new fossil fuel infrastructure from being built, whether it's First Nation groups in Western Canada or groups in Romania. She tells these stories. Well, the good news or the bad news is we are also a frontline community. In West Roxbury, there's an effort to build and underway effort to build a gas pipeline coming into the neighborhood. There are many, many people here in this room who've been involved in that. Over 250 people have taken a pledge to be engaged in nonviolent direct action or to show up and be part of our regular vigils there. Let's see a show of hand of how many people in this room have taken that the pledge of resistance. All right, that's a great sign. Invite you to visit resistthepipeline.org to learn more about that. Marla Markham here, one of our speakers tonight, is the key organizer of that effort, so she'll speak to that if she wants. Just a week ago, 15 mothers and grandmothers and a few others got arrested blocking the pipeline. 41 people have been arrested. And yesterday, Attorney General Maura Healey released her report showing that we actually don't need any new gas infrastructure. So that's one of the contexts of what brings us together in this conversation. But I think we're thinking about West Roxbury, and we're also thinking about Massachusetts and the whole planet in our conversation. So it's very relevant that we're here tonight. I am going to introduce Wen Stevenson, and he will give a more detailed introduction of some of the speakers. Wen Stevenson is a journalist, an author, a climate activist. You may have seen his reporting in the Boston Phoenix when there was a Boston Phoenix. And more currently, The Nation. He is the author of this new book right here, What We're Fighting For Is Now Is Each Other, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Climate Justice, a new book just published by Beacon Press. I have read the book. I think it's absolutely terrific. It is great storytelling. It is inspiring. It helps unpack and understand what it does it mean for us to move toward a just transition. What does climate justice actually mean? I'm buying another copy tonight for my daughter, who's a divestment activist in Indiana. So I hope you will consider either buying a book for yourself or buying it for somebody who wasn't able to be here but maybe has a pipeline in their backyard. You have an added bonus tonight because three of the people that Wen writes eloquently about in this book are here with us, and he will introduce Marla Markham and Jay O'Hara and Tim DeChristopher. But they are founders of something called the Climate Disobedience Center, which they'll tell you more about and we have more information about. But let's give a Jamaica Plain welcome to Wen Stevenson.